on the phone right now, Victoria Matiash, ESPN.com, and Pucks and Seven podcast. Victoria, what exactly are you writing about this morning?
I'm writing about how Andre Kuzmenko is fitting in really well on the top line with Adrian Kempe and Andre Kopitar with the Kings.
Listen, I'm not one to tell someone how to do their job.
That's a lie.
But I'm just wondering if perhaps you should be... If you should be writing about that guy who plays for the Capitals. I forget what his name is off the top of my head.
Well, okay, I do write a fantasy column, and I don't think that he's available to pick up on anybody's wire at this point in the season, so that's probably not necessarily good advice. But it certainly is very much a historic day in the NHL and sports in general. There's no question of that.
Victoria, I know you were watching yesterday, but let's just go back to that moment on the ice right there.
Try to force it to him if he's open. Here is Ovechkin. Shoots!
Oh, just altogether? I mean, first of all, I think we were anticipating it. The fact that he didn't want to be on the ice the previous game for an end-to-the net opportunity sort of speaks volumes to the situation he was looking forward to. And as soon as Casey Cizikas took that tripping penalty, you're like, okay, settle in, make sure nobody's going to the bathroom, and just let's watch this unfold, because it was pretty predictable as far as I was concerned. It was also neat to just watch it, to see him score from, you know, the left face-off circle, basically his office, where he has scored a gajillion goals, you know, throughout his career. So to see it happen in prototypical fashion on the power play, I think made everybody happy as well.
Everybody happy. Do we really think Wayne Gretzky was very happy? I mean, he's had this record for decades, and now it's gone. Do you think he's a little sad about it?
Thank you all so much, Alex. I said I'd be the first guy to shake your hand when you broke the record. And I wore this pin.
Yes, only because, and I wouldn't use the word sad, perhaps a little bit, maybe a little melancholy mixed with a little bit of bitterness. He's a fierce competitor, right? And anybody who is going to compete to the degree that Wayne Gretzky did for so many years, and also has been heralded as that figure for so long, just to let go of that, I mean, it's got to be a little bit painful. Here's what I'm going to say. He's going to get over it. He holds so many other records as well, some that will be seem to me very untouchable at the moment. I know you can records are made to be broken, and who knows what happens in a generation or two or three from now. But right now, I think during Gretzky's lifetime, he's going to see some of them still standing, so he'll be all right eventually. But, I mean, he handled it with grace the entire time. I don't know if we could have expected anything different from him and his family, but it was handled well enough. But you can't fault the guy for being a little bit, you know. I do like it when athletes come out and go, no, I don't want them to break my record. That's going to annoy me, right? It's great. It's honest.
On the phone right now with Victoria Matiash, ESPN.com. You can find her fantasy column there. She's also got a podcast called Pucks in Seven. Do you think that Gretzky put Leonis on the spot there, was saying that he got a Rolls Royce when he broke the record the first time around, or what?
No. Whatever Leonis is going to pony up, he can afford it. I'm not worried about how that's going to work out at all. That'll be just fine. It was neat, though. All the different elements of Kismet in this was, you know, it was the same number of games that Gretzky got the record, and, you know, Alex just got the one X. It was neat that both of them scored their final, the record-breaking goals against the Islanders. First goal he's ever scored against his countrymen in Ilya Sorokin. There was just a bunch of different elements to really enjoy. And the fact that there wasn't any controversy either, guys, like there wasn't a call for somebody being offside or goaltender interference or any of that nonsense that would have halted the celebration and really thrown a lot of damp, cold water on it, right? So it was neat that it just kind of unfolded on a Sunday afternoon in fun fashion.
Victoria Matiash, ESPN.com. We appreciate the time. You rock. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.